Welcome back, and in this lesson we're building something seriously useful for dark drum and bass production. A Midnight Amen Hoover stab stack, then making it move with groove pool tricks in Ableton Live 12. If you've ever heard those tense, aggressive stab phrases in a DNB intro, a breakdown, or right before a drop switch, that's the kind of energy we're after here. The goal is not just to make a synth sound big. The goal is to make it feel alive, like it belongs inside the rhythm of the break, not just sitting on top of it. We're keeping this beginner-friendly, but we're also doing it the real way producers think about these sounds in the studio. So we'll build a three-layer stack, clean it up, shape the groove, and make a DJ tool ready. First thing, set your tempo to 174 BPM. If you like that slightly heavier, rolling feel, anywhere around 172 to 174 is perfect. Then create three MIDI tracks. Name them Hoover Layer A, Hoover Layer B, and Hoover Layer C. We want a focused stack, not a giant mess of synths. In DNB, fast tempos reward simple, intentional choices. Think of this stack like percussion first, synth second. That mindset is important. If the sound becomes too sustained or too musical, it starts fighting the bass line and muddying the groove. We want short hits, clear shape, and enough attitude to cut through the drums. On the first layer, load Waveatable. Start with a bright saw-based sound, or a preset that already has that Hoover-style energy. If you want a quick starting point, use a saw on oscillator 1, another saw or square on oscillator 2, and add a little unison, maybe 4 to 7 voices. Don't go too wide too fast. A small to medium detune is usually enough. Then bring in the filter. Use a low pass and keep the cutoff somewhere in that bright but controlled zone, around 1.5 to 4 kHz. You want the stab to have bite, but not so much brightness that it turns into a harsh scream. Add a bit of filter envelope amount so the sound hits with some snap. After Waveatable, add saturator. Just a little drive is enough, maybe 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip turned on. This gives the layer density and makes it feel more finished. Then put a Q8 after that and high pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. That keeps the low end clean, because the sub and kick need that center space. If the layer feels scratchy or painful in the top mids, take a small dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz. This first layer is your core. Solid, readable, not too huge. Now move to the second layer. Duplicate the first one or build another Waveatable instance from scratch. This layer should be similar, but not identical. That's a really important point. If every layer is the same, the stack gets flat and fake. But if each layer has a different role, the whole sound becomes richer and more human. For this layer, detune a little more than layer 1. Maybe open the cutoff a touch higher, and shorten the amp envelope if it feels too long. You can pan it slightly left or right if needed, but don't make it too wide yet. We want movement, not stereo confusion. Add auto filter after Waveatable and use it very subtly. A little low pass or band pass motion can make the sound breathe. Don't overdo the modulation. In this style, subtle movement often hits harder than obvious movement. This is where the Midnight vibe starts to show up. It's dark, a little unstable, and very usable in a DNB arrangement. Now for the third layer, we want attack and texture. Instead of another synth layer, use simpler. Load a short stab-like sample if you have one, or a resampled hit from your own session. If you want to make it from scratch, even a short noise burst or a sharper synth hit can work. The main thing is that it's short and punchy. Then add drum bus. You don't need a lot. A bit of drive, a little crunch if it helps, and maybe a slight transience boost. Keep boom off or very low. This layer should add the click and bite that helps the stack cut through a loud drum loop. Then use utility to control width. If the layer feels too smeared, keep it narrower. If it feels too tight, open it a bit. But always stay mono-aware, because this stuff has to survive club systems. Now let's write the MIDI phrase. Keep it simple. We're making a two-bar loop and placing the same notes on all three layers so they stack together. A good DNB stab pattern might hit on beat 1, then an offbeat after beat 2, another stab on beat 3, and a little pickup before beat 4. That's enough to create tension without crowding the drums. And this is a good place to remember the snare anchor. In DNB, the snare is usually your clearest reference point. If the stabs lock around the snare instead of fighting it, the groove will feel way more natural. So as you place notes, listen for how they sit against the backbeat. If a stab clashes with the snare, move it or shorten it. Keep the note lengths short. That's a big beginner tip. A lot of people make stab sounds too long, and then the loop stops feeling like a DJ tool and starts feeling like a pad. We want space. We want the break to breathe. We want the phrase to leave room for the kick and snare to hit. Now comes the fun part, Groove Pool. Open the Groove Pool in Ableton Live 12 and choose a groove that has an Amen-style swing or breakbeat feel. If you have a break in the project, you can extract the groove from it and use that. The idea is to borrow the human timing from the break and apply it to the stabs. Start conservative. Set timing around 20 to 40% at first. Velocity can be around 10 to 20%. Keep random low, maybe 0 to 10%. The goal is not to make the pattern sloppy. The goal is to make it feel like it's playing with the break instead of sitting like a rigid grid loop. A really important coach note here. Less groove is usually better than more, especially for beginners. If the first hit suddenly feels late and lazy, back the amount down. You want the stabs to feel pushed and pulled in a musical way, not dragged behind the beat. Then open the MIDI clip and humanize the velocities. Don't let every stab hit at the same strength. Make the main accent stronger and the pickup or ghost hit softer. You can also vary note lengths slightly. Maybe one stab is a little shorter, and the phrase ending stab holds just a touch longer. These tiny details matter a lot in Dark D&B. Repetition with variation is the secret sauce. If you want to go one step further, duplicate the pattern and make a second version with one note removed, or shift one note slightly earlier or later. That small change can make the loop breathe in a much more interesting way. Now group the three layers together so you can treat them like one instrument. On the group, add a Q8 and high pass around 100 to 150 Hz. This protects the sub-region and keeps the low end disciplined. Then add compressor for a little blue, just enough to make the stack feel unified. 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction is plenty. You can also add a touch of saturator on the group, if you want more density. If the sound feels boxy, look around 200 to 400 Hz. That's a common muddy zone in dark synth stacks. A small cut there can make a huge difference. And always check mono. Wide is cool, but disappearing is not. In D&B, mono compatibility is non-negotiable. Now let's think about arrangement. A proper DJ tool needs movement over time, not just a cool 2-bar loop. So automate your filter cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. Open it slowly for tension. You can also automate saturator drive for a bit more intensity, or use echo on ascend for transition moments. Keep the echo short and filtered so it doesn't smear the rhythm. A nice arrangement idea is to start with a filtered teaser. Maybe only the top layer is present, or the full stack is tucked behind the drums with less brightness. Then as the section develops, bring in more openness and a little more groove. That makes the loop useful for mixing and makes the eventual drop hit harder. Also, check the loop at low volume. This is one of those producer habits that pays off big. If the stab still has attitude when it's quiet, it'll usually translate well in a club and on smaller speakers too. If it only sounds good loud, it probably needs more shape and less clutter. Let's talk about common mistakes before you move on. The first one is making the stabs too long. Shorten the MIDI notes and the envelopes. The second is using too much groove. If it feels lazy, it's probably overswung. The third is leaving low end in the stack. High pass your layers. Let the kick and subone the bottom. Another big one is using three identical layers. Each layer should have a job. One for body, one for movement, one for bite. And finally, don't drown it in reverb. A little space can be cool, but too much reverb kills the tightness fast in a fast tempo style like this. Here's a great pro trick. If the stack is close but not quite there, resample it. Record the whole thing to audio, then chop it up. That's a classic jungle and D&B workflow, and it often gives you a more unique result than endlessly tweaking synth settings. You can also make one version tighter and drier for the drop, and a more open, filtered version for the intro. If you want to practice this properly, make three versions of the same 2-bar loop. One version should be tight and dry. One should be swung and haunted, with more groove pool feel and a touch of delay or filter motion. And one should be a DJ tool intro version, filtered and sparse so it works for mixing. Then compare them over a 174 BPM drum loop, and see which one still feels strong when the low end is stripped away. That's the real test. If the stab stack still has attitude without the bass, you've got something useful. So to recap, build a three-layer Hoover stack. Keep the layers short and distinct. High pass the low end. Use groove pool to borrow feel from an Amen-style break and shape the phrase so it works like a DJ tool. In drum and bass, groove is not decoration. Groove is what makes the stab stack feel alive. Now go build it, loop it, and let it breathe. This is one of those sounds that can instantly make a track feel more dangerous, more functional, and way more dance floor ready.